I covered earlier, what if they don't return your phone call to by owner? This is a very brief commentary on should you even leave a voicemail. My thought is generally no if you tried twice and they haven't answered their phone. Again, the reason they're not answering their call, again, they're selling their house by owner. They should answer their phone. They said, I am the listing agent. I will sell this house by owner. They didn't expect is I was going to receive so many calls. So I don't encourage, if you're not getting an answer, even though they're selling a house by owner, they don't know you're a realtor calling. But it's a sure signal they're already fed up with it. And they're fed up with all these phone calls. And so I just generally don't encourage it. First two or three, if the third time you call, you want to probably leave a message. Hey, this is Bob. I'm with XYZ Real Estate Company. I love the opportunity, the privilege to speak with you. And that's about it. I love the privilege, the opportunity to speak with you. And I'm not even sure I'd say your company name because somebody else might have already called with your company who didn't quite do it right. And so you could be eliminated, no offense, by your own brand where somebody did it poorly who just wasn't taking the time to realize these people have a goal in mind and to tell them they cannot do their goal when they're confident they can was the wrong thing. None of us want to be told we can't do something by somebody else and says, you'll be defeated. Let me do it for you. Unfortunately, there could be that one agent in your firm, maybe not your company, maybe it's the other company, but the probability is somebody's going to do it wrong. So I would not necessarily lead with your brand name that says, hey, I'm with XYZ. Oh, we've already had three of your agents out here. The buy owner doesn't understand that we aren't a team. If you're with a big brand, they don't go, oh, you already had somebody out here. You have no need. Talk to Sally. She was out here. And you're like, I don't like to talk to Sally. Sally's my competitor, even though she's with the same company. So the sellers don't know that. So this conversation was simply, do you leave a voicemail? And I would say the first two or three times you try them, probably not. After a while, it's the point of diminishing returns. You're going to have to do it. I recommend just go out on Sunday, go make your face-to-face. And don't lead generally with the brand name when you're calling upon this marketplace, and because somebody else with your brand might have already been there and messed it up. Maybe, maybe not. All right. Thank you for listening.